Okay, today is Daf Mem Aleph, or on Daf Mem Abed's bottom line. So we had a machlokes in the Mishnah, whether or not you're allowed to use, whether or not if you put flour into some dip called charoses, or some dip called chardel, which is like a mustard dip. Charoses is a different concoction. Do you have to burn it right away, eat it right away? What's the story? So Amalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Rav Huna Bar Rav Yehuda, a charoses ka'amarmar or a chardel ka'amarmar? Were you talking about charoses or were you talking about maror? That what? When you said a minute ago, yesterday, that the halacha is like the chachamim, but you have to eat it right away, were you talking about the charoses or the chardel? Amalei Lamai Nafkamina, what's the difference? What's the difference? Right? So what do you mean, what's the difference? It's a huge difference. The difference is...
But didn't we say charoses, everybody agrees that it's awesome?
What?
You can burn it right away. You have machlokes by the chardel. Charoses, everybody agrees that it's
awesome. Now, Amar Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, halacha k'divrei chachamim. The halacha is the chachamim. Right? So Amalei...
Yeah, but previously you said that everybody agrees when it comes to the charoses that it's sarf niyam. It's only a machlokes.
Right, so a charoses k'amar ma? You're talking about charoses? That what? That when you said the halacha is the chachamim, that you ochel miyad, that on the charoses, a chardel k'amar ma? Or maybe only on the chardel. That, right? That you muttered it. But the charoses is not mutter. So, a Malay, my nafkamina, what's the difference? Right? It's a big nafkamina, no? The chacham mutter it or not? So the Tzlach explains that he misunderstood Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Okay, fine. Anyway, the answer is, look at the Rav Kahana. About Rav Kahana. The Amr of Kahana, Rav Kahana said yesterday, machlokes l'socha chardel. The machlokes is in chardel. Avolotok charoses. But in the charoses, divri hakol yismof miyad. So which one is it? Amalei lo shmili. I didn't hear. Kolomar. That means today is lo svirali. I don't hold from it. Second line, Rashi. El charoses nami shari. The charoses is also mutter. V'halacha kamosa. And the halacha is like what? Yeah, I don't understand. Yeah, no.
Either put the flour or you didn't put the flour.
I know. No. You did. So now what do you do? You have to eat it right away before it becomes chametz. Or
what? The flour, that's the problem.
Right.
What are you dipping into it?
So I always wondered about that. I always wondered about that. So, in all seriousness, when it comes to gebrucks, if the matzah gets wet, if somebody spills water on the matzah, so really shouldn't you have 18 minutes to eat it?
Yeah. No, because it's cooked already.
So?
But the whole chashash is that there's flour inside that's
not
uncooked.
Okay.
Flour inside. And if it gets wet, it's going to turn chametz.
Right.
If that's the chashash, so if it gets wet, I once asked that to
have... My great-grandfather
never
had it on the table.
Right. Whatever that... So can you eat it? We have to throw it out. So I asked my cousin that. He said, no, you can't eat it. Because, listen to this one. Because there's a chashash that the flour has been cooked for 17 minutes and 59 seconds.
Already,
and if water...
Already. Before,
and if water spills on it, boom, you got chametz. You hear that one?
I don't know.
Yeah, but that's exactly what's going on over here. If it gets wet, so eat it right away. Why? Because it's only flour. So the flour, right? That's what's going on over here. Can you put flour into charoses? What's charoses? It's just a dip. And there's water there and wine and all these different things. So what's going to happen? The flour is going to become chametz. Okay, I have 18 minutes. Calm down. Eat it right now. Or no, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I was at the
Yeah. Make what?
What are you putting on top of the matzah?
You're putting
on
what?
Lettuce?
You can
have the lettuce, which is a
different
rock.
Because it's wet,
you say? Yeah,
charoses. Right.
Put charoses on. Yeah, you put the charoses on. You put the charoses on the lettuce.
And the matzah, on top of the matzah.
It's a certain matzah.
But that's the case where you eat it right away. That's where you eat it right away.
That's a very far-fetched chashash.
All of it's connected.
Okay. Amar Rav Ashi.
I don't know about if it's cooked for 2 minutes, that means 17 minutes, 59 seconds, and this 1 second is going to do it.
And it's a very far fetched to say that.
Yeah, it's so far fetched, it's ridiculous.
Anyway, Amar Rav Ashi, Kavatse, Rav Kahana, Mistabra, that I think Rav Kahana is right, With the Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said yesterday, Ein halacha ki Rabbi Yossi. That the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. That what? That vinegar doesn't contract the kernels. Remember we said that yesterday? That if you got wet, to put vinegar in, vinegar will draw it out and contract it. So my law, doesn't that mean tamusi hu delo tzamis? It doesn't contract it. Hachamue mechame. It's just the opposite. It promotes it. It doesn't do either one. Okay. Next. Now that was the finishing up yesterday. Now the Mishnah had a halacha. You're not allowed to make the Karban Pesach cooking it. You can't cook, it has to be roasted. So you can't cook it in water, and you can't cook it in juice.
That's nothing to do with chametz.
That's nothing to do with chametz. What does that have to do with? Why is the Karban Pesach has to be roasted? Why? So the Gzeres Torah says why. Is there a reason why? So the Chizkuni says an unbelievable vart. He says it in Parshas Bo. He says because that night, the first Pesach in history in Mitzrayim, which is the model for all generations, Hashem wanted it to be roasted because this is Chizkuni says it's a Rishon. There's nothing that tastes better than a barbecue, and the smell of the barbecue is in the entire Mitzrayim. Every Jew is roasting, and the Egyptians are just sitting there and they're dying away and they can't enjoy it. And that's why it has to be roasted. That's what the Chizkuni says. What? He's 100% right. Right? Everyone knows exactly. On a Sunday afternoon, right? You're going to Mincha, you're coming home from Mincha, you smell the barbecue, you're like, how come we don't have barbecue tonight, right? Okay.
Leftovers.
Who made up this religion? Sunday nights is leftovers, right? So Ein Mevashlin. So you're not allowed to use cook. It can't be cooked. It has to be roasted. Tanur Rabbanan. Bamayim. It says in the Torah, with water. Ein li ela bamayim. So I know you can't use water. Shar mashkin minayin. How do I know I can't use something else? Fine, so I'll use, you know, the wine and all these things that make it good. Why not? So Amar the Kal V'Chomer. It's a Kal V'Chomer. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Ma'amayim. You have water. She'ein mafigin taimin. It doesn't add flavor. Water doesn't add flavor. Nevertheless, asurin. So it's usur. Shar mashkin. Other liquids. She'mafigin taimin. Lo kolshkein. Other liquids that do impart flavor. They do add something. Right? Everyone knows the wine sauce and all these things. They do help. So for sure. So what does that mean? That means that if you cook the Karban Pesach in wine sauce, you're over the isur of cooking the Karban Pesach. And what happens to you? You get malchus, right? Don't we have a rule that you can't get punished from a Kal V'Chomer? Right? Tosfos asked that question. In the Tosfos Ikka Benayhu Tzli Keder, right? You see that Tosfos? The fifth Tosfos on the page?
I thought it was only for chorus.
No, any punishment. So look at the fifth to bottom line. The Im Tomar. You see, it tells us if Im Tomar? The Hechi Yalif Shar Mashkin Mikal V'Chomer. How could you learn out other liquids from a Kal V'Chomer? V'ain Mazir Min Adin. We have a rule. You can't get warned from a Kal V'Chomer. What kind of warning? What kind of halakha is this? V'yesh Lomar, the answer is as follows. The high Kal V'Chomer, this is not really a Kal V'Chomer. Eino Ela Megala, it only reveals the Bishul Dekra Iri, Af Bishar Mashkin. What's his answer? It's not a Kal V'Chomer. It's just letting you know that water and anything in the world that's even better than what's a Kal V'Chomer, right? If water is no good, then for sure better things are no good, right? Water doesn't impart flavor, that's no good. So for sure wine sauce is no good. For sure. That's not really a Kal V'Chomer. What is that? It's just a gili milsa. How do you define the difference? I'm not really sure. Right? If I could lift, if I have $100 in my pocket, so I also have $10 in my pocket. That's a kavu. It's not really a kavu chomer. Right? If I could lift 100 pounds, I could for sure lift 50 pounds. That's what we always say a kavu chomer is, right? So what does it mean now? Eimat hirim and adin. Right? What does it mean now? If I can't have relations with a half sister, so for sure not with a full sister. Right? That's the famous one. So what does the Gemara say? That's the Gemara. So Torah never says that your sister is usher to you. It only says a half sister. So if a half sister is usher, so for sure a full. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Now it's a gili milsa. Like it, right? Maybe when you say it enough times, it starts to make sense. No, when do you know? When do they recall the Chomer? And when is it just a gili milsa? But here it's clearly a gili milsa. I think we would all agree with that. Water means any liquid. But it has to be roasted. We want that barbecue smell. So if whatever any other liquid, you're not going to get that effect. Okay. Anyway, Rebbe Omer, back to the Gemara. Rebbe Omer, b'mayim, says water. Ein li ela mayim. I only know water. Shar mashkin minayin. How do I know any other liquids? He's not going to learn it from Talmud Chomer. Talmud Lomar, u'bashel mevushel. The double lashon there in the pasuk. Mikol makom. No matter how you get that bishel, you can't get bishel without water, without a liquid, any liquid. What? No. Toss that, because it's a machlokes, amarayim, how you know you can't use wine sauce. The first one said it's a kal v'chomer. Or gili milsa, whatever you want to call that. And the second one said, it's from lawyer from bushel mabushel. Any way you're going to do cooking. So now the Gemara asked, they both agree that you can't use any liquids. So my benayhu, what's the difference how you learn it out? Ikebenayhu slikeder. The difference is a pot roast. What's a pot roast? A pot roast is where you cook it, but in its own juices. So is that considered another liquid? Right, what do? You take a pot, you put the carbon pesach in it, you don't add water. Just turn on the fire. After a few minutes, what? What? So look at Rashi. Flee keder. Shemivashlin oso bikadera. You cook it in a pot below mayim without water or below shomashke, no other liquid. Ela mayim hanitalfin mishmeno, except for the liquid that comes out of its own fat. Lamanda yala flemi kal v'chomer hachashari. That would be if you hold from the kal v'chomer or the gilu. That'd be mutter. But Rebbe, the Yalef Miribuya, Rebbe learns it out from Vashel Mavushel. Even its own liquid is going to be a problem. Hachanami, Vashel Mavushel Hu. Even that's going to be a problem too. So, right? Okay. Now, for Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, who learn out you can't use liquids from a Kal V'chomer, Hi, Vashel Mavushel, my Avdilahu. What do they do with the words Vashel Mavushel? Those are extra. They use it for the following vart, which is what? Bishlo. Let's say you cook it. The achakach tzolo. Then I'll roast it. First I'm going to cook it. Then I'll roast it. Or tzolo, I roast it first. The achakach bishulo. Then I'll cook it. Chayiv. In both cases, you're chayiv. Why you chayiv? Because in both cases, it's not roasted. Now, bishlo. I understand it. First you cook it. Then you roast it. That's ridiculous. Why? Because you cooked it. Once you cook it, you cook it. Ella silao. But once I roast it, and then I bake, then I cook it. What's wrong with that? Hatsalieshu. I roasted it. Why can't I be yotzi with that carbon pesach? Why not? Because after I roast it, I threw it in the oven. So what? Oh, it's Amr of Kahana. Amr of Kahana. In order for this brisa to make sense, what? What'd you say? It applies to Shabbos. It applies to this. It applies to Bishul Akum. Right? It applies to any time there's Bishul involved, we have a rule like that, right? So Amr of Kahana, Hamani, who said this brisa? It must be Rabbi Yossi. It must be Rabbi Yossi. Why? The Tanya. Because we learned in a brisa, people that don't eat kibrach are going to have a hard time explaining the following five words of this brisa. Yotzin birakik, you're allowed to be yotze with a wafer for matzah, hasharoi, that's been soaked in water. Perfectly mutter. It's perfectly acceptable. Ubimavushal, or even cooked, shalo nimuach, as long as it's not dissolved. As long as it still has a consistency, it's fine. Divrei Reb Meir, that's Reb Meir's shita. Rabbi Yossi Omer.
Should apply to Matashera also.
What?
why matzah sheir also?
There's water. There's water. There's water. Okay, yotzin birakik hasharui. You're allowed to use soaked. I agree with that 100%. 100% I agree with the soaking part. Avalob mavushal, not if you cooked it. Afal pishaloni muach, even if it doesn't dissolve. Why? Why? Because cooking it will remove the shame lechem. It takes away the shame lechem. Nothing to do with water. It takes away the shame lechem. So what do you see from here? Now, you can't, in order to have matzah, it has to be matzah first. You can't cook it afterwards. So by cooking it afterwards, you've ruined it for matzah. So too, once you roast it, if you roast it, and then you cook it, by cooking it, you remove the roasting. That must be pshat. Right? By cooking it afterwards, just like by baking matzah, by cooking matzah, you remove the baking part. Now what do you have? You don't have matzah. So too, by cooking the carbon Pesach, after you've roasted it, you remove the roasting, and you don't have roasted meat. That must be pshat. Okay? Asks the Igle Tal, so 1 second. So then if you cook it first, and then roast it, and then it should be mutter. But the Braisa said that if you bake, cook it, and then roast it, it's also no good. So why not? Well, he said chayiv. Chayiv what? You didn't eat carbon Pesach. Why not? If we say that the second step removes the first step, then why can't you cook it and then roast it? Right? His question's much better than his answer.
Because it doesn't remove, but it changes.
That's what the answer. The Igle Tal answers that once you have an isser of cooking on the carbon Pesach, the roasting afterwards won't remove it. Why not?
Any other way?
Why not? This is a question, huh? Okay. So this Brisa must be, okay, putting aside the Igle Tal's question, the Brisa must be Rabbi Yossi, just like Rabbi Yossi said, you can't bake matzah. You can't put matzah in an oven after it's baked. I'm sorry, you can't cook matzah. You can't cook matzah. Why? Because the step two removes step one, so to here, the cooking will remove the roasting beforehand. That's the first answer. Ula Amar? Nah, Phil Tamer Meir. He could even be a mayor who said you can eat the matzah as long as it has the consistency. Shiny Hacha, but by carbon Pesach it's still different. Amar Kra, the Kra positive Ubashal Mabushal, Mikal Makom. Tara says, Bashal Mabushal. I don't care what the order, it doesn't make a difference to me. If there's cooking involved, I don't care, it's roasted also, it becomes no good. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. We learned that a Braisa, Yachal, I would think, and I don't know why I would think this, but the Gemara I would think, Tila'o, that if you roasted it, kol tzarcho, a lot, like it's burnt. You roasted it, kol tzarcho. Yehechayiv, I would think that's an invalid carbon Pesach. So why would I think that? What? No, this is super well done. So Rashi says, solo, first Rashi gives one shot, that solo kol tzarcho v'achach bishul yehechayiv. Then v'hatani lehudama, he says, no. Lishna achrina there. Yachal tzalo kol tzarcho. You cook it kol tzarcho. The shavya charucha, and you turn it into a coal, like a charcoal almost, right? Kidim afarsh yechayev. I would think yechayev for that. That doesn't count, right? Delav tzali eshu. That's not tzali esh. Ella kali esh. It's like burnt up. Vesarf and it's burnt. And Rashi, that's the ikar pshat over here. The ikar. That's the ikar pshat. So I would think that there's a problem with that. Like I said, why would you think that? Okay. Talmud Lomar, the Torah says, no. Al tochlo mimenu na. Don't eat it na. What's na?
Raw.
Ubashal mavushal b'mayim. Or in water. Na ubashal b'bushal amarti lecha. So what did I tell you is no good? Only two things. Na and bashal. V'lo tal v'kol tarcho. But if it's very... very roasted, that's okay. Hey chidami, what's the case? What does that mean? Amar Ravashi, the shavya charucha. It's like a piece of coal, piece of burnt. You burnt it. Tana Rabbanan, yachal achal kizayis chay yechayev. What if you ate it raw? I didn't do anything. I ate it raw. I would think you're chayev. Talmud Lomar, al tochla mimenu, Talmud Lomar, al tochla mimenu, na ubashal mabushal. I'm not chai. So if that's the case, yachal yehi mutter. Maybe it's mutter to do that. If I eat raw carbon Pesach, I'm yotze. I'm yotze. Why? Because it's not nah and it's not bushel. Right? That's not.
You,
it's nothing. It's nothing. If you eat on Pesach night at the Seder soup, chicken soup.
Right.
Did you do an Aveira? No. Did you do the mitzvah of carbon Pesach? No.
No,
it's nothing. It's chicken soup. Yeah. Same thing over here. I'll eat raw carbon Pesach. Did I get an Aveira for eating na uvashal? No. Am I yotzei mitzvah? Also not. No. Why not? Talmud Lomar, ki im sliyesh. It says ki im sliyesh. What does that mean, ki im sliyesh? It says Rashi, yachol yehi mutter, la'achol mimenu chai lechatchila. I would think it's mutter lechatchila, da'afilu isura nami lecha. There isn't even an Aveira here. Talmud Lomar, al tochlo mimenu na, don't eat it na, ki im sliyesh. Only eat it roasted. V'lo zeh, not this, she'ein or tzoli, it's not roasted. What is it? It's raw. Listen to this next line in Rashi. V'have lav shebeklolos. It's a lav shebeklolos. V'hai tana savar ein lokin a lav shebeklolos. Maybe anything what Rashi just said?
Yeah.
What did he just say?
This is the same as a Kal V'chomer before.
What do you mean?
That lav shebeklolos is almost like a Kal V'chomer.
Kind of, well,
what is,
if you cannot eat under cook, let alone in a raw.
But,
no.
Okay.
What's a lav shebeklolos?
What?
What's a lav shebeklolos?
The cloth that you can, that has to be roasted, that cannot, and
that's an assay.
What's lav shebeklolos?
It says ki im sliyesh.
You must,
don't eat it raw. What does that include?
No, noise. Noise undercooked.
Undercooked.
That includes raw.
That includes raw.
Yeah.
So what? Then what does it say? Ki im sliyesh. Ki im sliyesh to me, Tosis is going to argue and I'm going to debate. Ki im sliyesh to me means it's an assay. Only eat it sliyesh. Rashi doesn't hold like that. Somehow Rashi holds it's a los assay. But it's a lav shebeklolos, so there's no malchus.
I think the definition of Rashi.
You hear that? We're going to get to a little bit of number base. You hear what Rashi just did? It's really a los assay, which means don't eat it any other way but roasted.
Right. It's a negative.
It's a negative.
Right.
Don't eat it any other way but roasted. That's a low sasei. So why don't I get malchus if I eat it raw? Because it's a lav shebeklolos. But I'm not yotze.
You know what? That makes sense, though, somehow.
In a little bit, it does make sense.
Look at the pasuk.
Right.
That's what the pasuk is saying.
Exactly. Don't eat it cooked. Don't eat it nah. Except sliyesh.
Exactly.
So any other way you want to eat it. Exactly. It's like there's 1,000 ways I could eat it. They're all no good unless it's roasted. They're all usher. Raw, half cooked, partial cooked, wine sauce. It's all no good,
yeah.
But it's all lav shebeklolos. Because
okay.
It's including 100 things. Therefore, there's no malchus. Not so crazy, Rashi just did. Not so crazy at all.
No,
right. Nehechi dami na. What does na mean? Amarav k'damri parsai avronim. The Persians call it avronim, which is the root of that is na, that it's partial cooked, right? A little bit undercooked. Okay. Amarav chista, hamavashal b'chamei tiveria b'shabbos pater. If you mavashal and the chamei tiveria on Shabbos, you're pater. What does that mean? That means that I go to the chamei tiveria, and I use the hot water of tiveria to make a coffee. So on Shabbos, I'm putter. Why am I putter? Because it's not normal cooking.
Right.
A Pesach, shebishlu b'chamei tiveria, that I cook with chamei tiveria, chayev on chayev. One second. What does Rashi say, chamei tiveria? Ma'ayanos rochasim, boiling water.
Right.
Why does Rashi say that? Rashi says, listen to this one. How on earth? You're only allowed to eat the Karban Pesach in Yerushalayim. So how did you get the Karban Pesach to the Chamei Tiveria
and then back to Yerushalayim?
And back to, you're not allowed to take it out of Yerushalayim. How'd that happen? The answer, some say, well, if you carried it from Chama Tiberia, it would still be klisheni. It's a klisheni still. So says Rashi, no. It doesn't. Chama Tiberia is just an example. It's an example of a hot. If you have a hot spring,
it can't be
the Chama Tiberia. How? What are you doing at Tiberia?
Right.
On Erev Pesach, what are you doing there? Not only that, how do you get the Erev Pesach there? So therefore, Rashi has to come along and say, no. It's not the Chama Tiberia. It's like the Chama Tiberia. Hot springs. Can hot springs cook? Maybe they can. So in Hilchas Shabbos, that's not considered cooking. What about over here? Yes, it's considered cooking. You're going to be chayav.
So the
Maishna Shabbos delo. How come you're not chayav on Shabbos if you cook with Chamei Tiberia? You know why? The toldos eish be'inon. You need something. You need a fire. Eish, toldos eish. Veleka, you don't have that. So Pesach Nami. Lav toldos eishu. Why are you chayav? So Amar Rava, my chayav diktoni. What are you chayav for? Dika avar mishom tzli eish. Because you violated Sliesh. Says Rashi in the first wide line over there. Lav delo tochal kiim Sliesh ikka. You violated the lav of don't eat it any other way but Sliesh. Vit lo lav de bishel. Not the lav of bishel. Vesavar lokin alav shibaklolos. And you get malkas on alav shibaklolos, says Rashi. Otherwise, why you chayit? This person holds, Rashi sticks to his guns. It's a lav shebeklalos. But here they hold you chayav. That's for you chayav. Before the guy held you weren't chayav, so you're not chayav. Right? Rashi is consistent. Okay. Rav Chiya Breider of Nassan.
So who said that you don't chayav a lav shebeklalos toises?
It's a machlok. No. Rashi. Toises didn't say a word yet.
Oh.
Rashi keeps saying it's a lav. It's a lav. And if you chayav a lav shebeklalos, you're chayav. And if not, not. Right? So, Rav Chiya Berei, the Rav Nassan Masni Le Laha, the Rav Chista Behedja. He said it straight out. Amar Rav Chista, Hamavasha B'chamet Tiberia B'Shabbos Pater, U'Peitach, Shebashal B'chamet Tiberia Chayef. Why Chayef? Shavishim Sliyesh. The over on Sliyesh. No, he said, no, because before he didn't say it. We just pulled teeth. Now he said it straight out.
So Rashi wasn't
a Chalashay. No, Rashi was. The Tosas is going to be the problem. Tosas says it's an Asay. It's an Isser Asay. Right? Okay, so Amar Rava, listen to this. Achlu na lokishtayim. If you eat it raw, you chayef twice.
Undercooked,
you chayef twice. Why you chayef twice? Says Rashi, top line. Mishum lo tochal na. Number one, you ate it na. Number two, mishum lo tochlu kiyim tliyesh. You violated the next one, kiyim tliyesh. You chayef twice. Dechi im tzli'esh nami alav delo tochlukai. The words ki im tzli'esh are really a lo sasei, says Rashi. Yichayev twice.
What is considered undercooked doesn't define.
Doesn't define.
So medium rare could be.
I don't know. I don't know what the gather is. I don't know. We haven't had a carbon paste in a long time. I don't know.
That's bad news.
Mevushel.
Medium rare is probably good.
Probably good.
Yeah, the question is if you have it totally rare.
Exactly.
Then it's not.
Then it might be not.
No,
right.
Then it's already high.
I don't know. I don't know the gedda. I don't know the gedda, but whatever it is. Mevushel, if you ate it cooked, also lokishtayim. You also chayef twice. Why chayef twice? Number one, you violated the isra of eating it mevushel. And number two, kiyim tliyesh. Right? You didn't eat it roasted. Same two. What if it's not mevushel? How's that even possible? It's na and mevushel. It's you cooked it, but you undercooked it. Now, lokishalosh, you chayev three. Why chayev three? Na, mevushel, and it's not liyesh. Okay? Amar Abaye, 1 second. Ain't lokin alav shebeklalos. You don't get malchus alav shebeklalos. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean you get zero? Or you get one. What does that mean? So it's a machlokas in the Gemara. Ikad di Amri, some say that means tarti hu de lo lucky. Two you don't get. Chadami a lucky. One you do get. Ikad di Amri, chadanami lo lucky. You don't even get one. Why? The lav miyuchad lave kalav de chasima. It's not like the lav of losachsam shor vadisho, which is the model for malchus, which only offers one thing. It's not like that. because I can't eat it roast, I can't eat it like this cooked, and I can't eat it like that, and I can't use chametz. So many things I can't do.
So how come Rashi just said lokim alav shebeklolos?
If you hold that you do. So there's a Gemara here that said you do. So then Abaye said no, there's no lokim alav shebeklolos. So the question is, according to Abaye, is it zero or is it one? So the Ramban says like this: there's a law in the Torah that says you're not allowed to do malacha on yontif. What if you do malacha on yontif? You get malchus. Unlike Shabbos. Shabbos is a different story. Shabbos is skila. But on yontif, it's a lav. Now, what can I not do on yontif? I'm not allowed to write. I'm not allowed to plant. I'm not allowed to drive a car. I'm not allowed to do all these things. I'm not allowed to sew. Right? There are certain things you're allowed to do for ochel nefesh, but I'm not allowed to write and I'm not allowed to sew, clearly. So, is that a lav shem
klolos?
So let's say I do all that.
Okay, let's first translate.
No, it's not lav shem klolos.
Is a lav, but it's not written in a Torah.
No, it's not a lav shem klolos. A lav shem klolos.
Generalization.
A lav shem klolos means a one lav that means 10 different things.
Because it's not written in the Torah.
No, like for example, there's losocha al adam.
Right.
You're not allowed to eat blood.
Right.
So Gemara learns out from there. You're not allowed to eat blood, and you're not allowed to eat before davening, and a dai is not allowed to eat before they pass.
So
let's say I eat before davening.
Okay, because yes, because it's not something that's written down specifically.
Correct.
That's what I'm saying. It's generalizing.
Correct.
So if it's not written specifically, which none of these are,
right?
It's
correct. Correct. So it says in the Torah, "You're not allowed to do malach on yontif."
Yeah.
What does that mean? It doesn't say. But we know what it means. You're not allowed to write. You're not allowed to sew. And you're not allowed to build a building. You know all these things you're not allowed to do. So what if I did it? Do I get one malchus at least? At least one? Can't get more than one. It's a lot of shiva clothes. So at least one I get. That's exactly what the machlokas is about. You at least get one? You don't even get one. What? No, that's the machlokas. Some said two, you don't get one yet. I went to not even one. Right? Why don't you get even one at least? The guy wrote on yontif, no? Exactly. So that what so the law of shabbos mean? At least one you get, or not even one? That's the machlokas. Makes sense, no? Right. Right. Yeah. Okay. Now, Amar Rava Amar, the exact same machlokas now about a nazir. It says in the Torah, Achal Zog, if you eat a grape seed, lo gashtayim, you get malchus twice. What? Why two? One, you ate a seed, and number two, it says in the Torah, it says nazir she'achlu. I'm reading Rashi. Mishum zog lo yochel, umishum mikala she'yasim igefen. Anything that comes from a vine, you're not allowed to eat. Twice. Chartzon, if you ate the peel, lokishtayim, you also get two. Why? One for not eating the peel, and one for not eating a grape product. Zog v'chartzon, if you ate both, lokishalosh. Abaye amr, no. Ain't lokan alash v'chalos. Ikad amri, tarti hudu lalaki, chadami alaki. You don't get two, at least you get one. Ikad amri, chadan amri lalaki, labi yuchid lav dechatzima. You don't even get one. Because it's not like a lav dechatzima. If I eat, it says don't eat any grape product. That includes 1,000 things. I can't have grape jelly, and it includes everything. Therefore, you don't even get one. Okay, now the Gemara now is not hard at all. It's just confusing. Tana Rabbanan, ready? Ochal kezayis na. Let's say you ate a kezayis of na mibod yom on Erev Pesach. I couldn't wait. And I had to have the Karban Pesach right now. Erev Pesach. There's no mitzvah now. The mitzvah is only at night. But I ate it now. But it's not. So says the Gemara, potter, your potter. Why? It's not the zman for a Karban Pesach. What about kezayis na mishechatesha? What about at the Seder, eat a kezayis na? I sneak a kezayis before everybody else? Then now what? And it's na? Now I'm chayav. Achal kezayis tzli mibod yom. What if I eat a kezayis of tzli mibod yom? It's roasted, it's all ready to go, and I can't wait. Eat a kezayis. Lo pasul atzmo b'nei chabura. You didn't pasul yourself from the chabura. What does that mean? Because Rashi explains, the chabura means you're not allowed to be in two chaburas. I'll have half a kezayis over there with them, and then I'll go to my other neighbor. I can't do all that. So you could think, I already pasuled myself. I had a kezayis right now. So you're not pasul, you didn't pasul yourself. You know why? It's Erev Pesach. Not this man. Kezayis tzlibi shechatechsa. But if the Seder began, I had a kezayis over here. Pasul atzim nechavur, you pasul. Why? You jumped the gun, you pasul. Tanya Idach, we learned elsewhere. Yachal ochal kazayis na mi bod yom. I would think if you eat a kazayis of na mi bod yom, chayev. You should be chayev. And by the way, if it did, it's a kavachomer. Why you should be chayev? Why? What's a kavachomer? Ma shas b'shah sheyesh nu kum ochal tzliyesh. At the time when I have a chayev to eat it roasted. Yesh no bal tochal na. I have an iser not to eat it raw. So b'shah she'enu b'kum ochal tzliyesh. When I don't have the chayev of roasted. When? Erev Pesach. Ain't no din sheyesh no bal tochal na. Shouldn't I have an issue not to eat it raw? Shouldn't I have such an issue? I'm not sure the logic there really makes sense, but okay. Allah, I say no. B'shah she'eino b'kum ochal tzli. When I don't have a chiyuv of tzli, when's that? Erev Pesach. Yeshno b'bal tochal no. Now I have a chiyuv of eating it raw, but b'shah she'yeshno ochal tzli b'kum tzliyesh. When I have a chiyuv to eat a tzliyesh at the seder, ain't no about tochal na. There's no isser of na. No, there's no isser of na at the seder. The isser of na is only beforehand. Val tismah, don't wonder about that. Shaharei, because on erev Pesach, which is going to be tomorrow's daf, the Torah aser is eating it raw. Take that back. On erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat it roasted. How do I know that? We'll get to that tomorrow. Right? Hutter michlalo eitzel tzli. Nevertheless, at the Seder, you're allowed to eat it roasted. You have to eat out your b'choyev to. So therefore what? I would think I should not get malchus. I should not be prohibited from eating it raw at the Seder. Tamad lama tochle mena na basho b'shamayim kiyim tzliyesh. Shein tamad lama kiyim tzliyesh. Why do I have to say again tzliyesh? Kiyim tzliyesh. Ma tamad lama kiyim tzliyesh. Loma lecha. B'shah sheyeshno b'kum if you have to eat, if it's the time of the Zman of the Seder, you have to eat it roasted, you're not allowed to eat it, no. Okay? Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Akrani, I have a pasuk, it says, Bashal. It should have said Bashal. Ma tamalam of Vumivushal. Sheyachal. Ein li ela kishabishla bechashachashacha. That's only if it's cooked at night. Bishlam b'modyom anayin. How do I know if it's cooked in the day and I eat it then? I'm also chayiv. Tamad lamar bashal mevushal mikol makom. No matter what. So one second. Chayiv bashal mevushal. Afki Rebbe b'tzli kader u'l'sham ashkin. You already used that on Amud Aleph to tell me that you're not allowed to make it tzli kader, right? Imkein lemakra o bashal. Oh mevushal. My bashal mevushal. Kind of funny lashon is that. Shnam mina tarti. We learned both. Okay, just one more minute. Tana Rabbanan. Oh, now. There really isn't anywhere to stop here. Let's just another minute. Tana Rabbanan, we just said, Achal tzli bod yom chayiv. If you eat it roasted on Erev Pesach, you're chayiv. The kizayis na mishech hashecha, chayiv. And the kizayis now, mishech hashecha, you're also chayiv. Of what? Of na. Ketani tzli dumya dina. So what do you see? Roasted is just like na. Ma na bilav, af tzli bilav. Okay? Just like, there's a lot, both lavs. Bishloma na, 1 second. Na makes perfect sense. Iksiv, al tochlu menu na.
No, it's a low sasid.
Right.
The other one's a sasid.
Oh, so 1 second. So we said it's ready. We already said it's a low sasid. Anyway, el tzli minalon. How do you know tzli what? That it's an isser with a lav. Iksiv. V'achlo es habasar b'layla hazeh. B'layla in b'yom lo. Right? B'layla in b'lom yo. Hai lav haba mechlal hu asehu. V'chol lav habla mechlal asey. That's really an asey. So the Gemara is going to answer tomorrow. We'll stop here. The Gemara is going to answer tomorrow. It's not really an asey. It's also a loz asey. How is that a loz asey? So we'll see that tomorrow. All right?
Oh, tomorrow we need a new one.
What?
Yeah.
Right, it's not the time. We'll see tomorrow. All right, everyone have a very good day. We'll pick up here tomorrow.